Hey, listen up. 5 signs that you have a good spirit. Let's get it. Number 1, strangers randomly approach you and talk to you about random things. You know, some people approach you and talk about their deep, darkest secret. Some people just approach you just to have a good conversation. Why? Because they can sense that you have a good spirit. God done bless you with the fruits of the spirit, to name a few: love, peace, joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You have the fruits of the spirit. God bless you with that. So therefore, don't take offense to when random people talk to you and people want to spark a conversation. It's because you have a good spirit and you're likely anointed. So that's 1. Strangers will randomly come and talk to you about anything and everything. That's 1. 2, animals and children will gravitate towards you. And the reason being is because you have a good spirit, and animals could pick up on that. Children could pick up on that. And the reason why children especially could pick up on that is because they're pure, they're innocent, they haven't been broken into the world yet. So they know what's good, you know, because they are good, they're innocent. And one thing about you, when you have a good spirit, you have an innocence to you. You have a pure heart. So therefore, animals and children are going to gravitate towards you, like dogs, cat, etc. You know, you might be at a grocery store and you will see a kid just start waving at you, looking at you. Why? Because they stick a pick up on your spirit. They know you a good person. So that's 2. Animals and children will gravitate towards you. 3, people are willing to do free things for you, no cost. And the reason why it's like that is because you have a good spirit. You have favor on your life. So therefore, you know, to give you an example, if you go to the grocery store and somebody's checking out and you're behind them, they'll be like, you know what, let me pay that for you. That's favor. They're willing to help you for free with no cost. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask your friend for a ride, you know, to go to work, they will drop you to work for the whole week and don't ask for no gas money. Why? Because you have a good spirit. You favored. So therefore, people are willing to help you with no cost. You know what I mean? Because you are likely anointed. You have the fruits of the spirit. Like, they love to be around you. They're willing to help you with no cost. Like, literally, your spirit is your currency. Like, when you have a good spirit, it's a blessing. So that's 3. People are willing to help you with no cost. 4. People cannot stay mad at you for too long. And the reason being, because at the end of the day, you're human. I mean, you flawed. You know, you make mistakes, things happen. You're not perfect. Nobody is, but Jesus Christ. So at the end of the day, people can't stay mad at you for too long because they know you're a good person. They know you have a good spirit. You know what I mean? So therefore, when somebody's mad at you, they will see you and they're mad at you and they will smile, even though they're mad, because you have a good spirit. You see, when you have a good spirit, people can't stay mad at you for long because they know your intention is good. You know, you're willing to apologize. You're willing to self-reflect and be like, my bad. You know what I mean? So therefore, people can't stay mad at you for too long because you have a good spirit. That's 4. People cannot stay mad at you for too long. 5, you are just blessed and highly favored. You just blessed. You are just blessed. And may God bless you.